had himself known this curious fancy. In the 7th chapter, he tells how, crowned with laurel, lest lightning might strike him, he had sat, as Tiberius, in a garden at Capri, reading the shameful books of Elephantis, while dwarfs and peacocks strutted round him, and the flute player mocked the swinger of the censer, and, as Caligula, had caroused with the green-shirted jockeys in their stables and supped in an ivory manger with jewel-frontleted horse, and, as Domitian, had wandered through a corridor lined with marble mirrors, looking round with haggard eyes for the reflection of the dagger that was to end his days, and sick with that ennui, that terrible tedium vitae that comes on those to whom life denies nothing.